Greetings, friends. In Daniel chapter 2, we saw an image with four parts. In Daniel chapter 7, we saw four beasts. In Revelation 13, we will see one beast. Is there any chance that the image with four parts and the four beasts are the same as the one beast? Yes, the one beast is the same as the image with four parts and the four beasts. We can prove this by turning to Revelation chapter 13, and we'll do a careful reading of verses 1 through 2. That's all we're going to have time for in today's program, is Revelation chapter 13 and verses 1 through 2. It says, I stood on the sand of the sea, this is speaking of John, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having seven heads. What is the understanding of these seven heads? Well, the first head is Babylon. The second head is the Medo-Persian Empire. Now, keep in mind that Greece had four divisions after Alexander. And indeed, the Bible describes this third beast as having four heads. And this is where it's described in Daniel chapter 7 and also Daniel chapter 8. It says that this third beast has four heads. So the Bible interprets itself. That means that Greece, with its four divisions after Alexander, represent the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth heads that we see in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 2. And then you have the seventh head in Revelation 13, verses 1 through 2, that is equal to Rome. So I'm going to repeat that. It says in Revelation 13, verses 1 through 2, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast, this is one beast, coming up out of the sea, having seven heads. The first head is the Babylonian Empire. The second head is the Medo-Persian Empire. The third, fourth, fifth, and sixth heads are Greece with its four divisions after Alexander. And the seventh head is Rome. So I say to you that this one beast is the same as the image with four parts that we saw in Daniel chapter 2, and this one beast is the same as the four beasts that we see in Daniel chapter 7. And if you haven't been with us on these programs, I hope you'll log on to our website and read the article about who or what is the beast. Our website is www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. You can log on to our website. It's free. You can just download the article, print it out, read it at your leisure, or you can read it online. It's in PDF format, so all you have to do is click on it and read it. So now let's go on to the next part of the verse. It says that this beast had 10 horns, 10 horns, and on its horns were 10 crowns, and on its heads was the name of blasphemy. What are these 10 horns? These 10 horns are 10 end time kings. These are not historical kings. These are 10 end time kings that give their united power to the seventh head. And we're going to prove this later. So these 10 horns are 10 end time kings that give their united power to the seventh head. So all 10 of these horns exist at the same time. Again, if you go back and you study Daniel chapter 7, it talks about this fourth beast having 10 horns. So the fourth beast has 10 horns. And we know that the fourth beast is Rome. And Rome also is the seventh head. Now, again, I know that in just explaining this, it can be very complicated. So if you log on and read this article. There's a couple of charts that you'll see, and it'll make it very clear how you can line up the four beasts and how you can line up the seven heads. Okay? Now let's go on. The beast which I saw was like a leopard, and its feet like those of a bear, and its mouth like the mouth of a lion. What is the interpretation of this? Well, let's actually turn now to Daniel chapter 7, and we'll read this. This is Daniel chapter 7, and verses 3 through 8. Daniel sees four beasts instead of the one beast John saw. Keep that in mind. Okay? And he says, Daniel, four great beasts came up from the sea. Just like John says that he saw a beast coming up from the sea. Daniel says he saw four great beasts come up from the sea, and they were different one from another. The first beast was like a lion. We see in Revelation chapter 13, in verses 1 and 2, it says, "The beast which I saw was like a leopard, and its feet like those of a bear, and its mouth like the mouth of a lion." Now in Daniel chapter 7, in verse 3, we're seeing that the first beast was like a lion, and it had eagle's wings. This first beast, again, is Babylon, and this is the first head. Then it says, the second beast was like a bear, just like we're seeing in Revelation chapter 13. Here we're seeing in Daniel chapter 7, that the second beast was like a bear. As we covered previously, the second beast is the Medo-Persian Empire, and it's also the second head in Revelation 13. Then it says, the third beast was like a leopard. So in Daniel chapter 7, it talks about the third beast being a leopard, just like in Revelation chapter 13. It says, there's a beast which I saw, which was like a leopard. So it says in Revelation 13, three beasts, or three aspects of this beast, that it was like a leopard, it had the feet of a bear, and it had the mouth of a lion. And in Daniel, it says that the first beast is the lion, the second beast is the bear, and the third beast is the leopard. And this third beast actually has four wings of a bird on its back, and the beast also had four heads. That's what I was saying earlier. So this beast that has the four heads is Greece, and its four divisions after Alexander. That's why I said that these are the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth heads. Four heads. The four heads of the Grecian Empire with its four divisions after Alexander. Now it goes on in Daniel chapter 7 to say that the fourth beast was terrifying and very strong, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the rest with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts before it. The Roman Empire, now this is my interpretation here, as we see from history, and as we can see putting scriptures together, but this is not what it says specifically and explicitly in Daniel chapter 7, but in history, we can see that this is what is meant. This is the interpretation. So it says, the Roman Empire combined all of the characteristics of the other three. That's why John describes it as one beast. And, going back to the scripture, this beast, this fourth beast, had 10 horns. Notice that it is not the first, second, or third beast that has the 10 horns. It is the fourth beast that has the 10 horns. And we know that the fourth beast is the seventh head. So we can say that the seventh head has the 10 horns. We saw in Revelation 13, verses 1 through 2, that it says, I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. But we know from reading in Daniel chapter 7 that it is the seventh head that has the 10 horns. So in Revelation chapter 13, we see this one beast having 7 heads, but it is only on the seventh head that we see the 10 horns. The other 6 heads do not have any of the 10 horns. Only the 7th head has all 10 of the 10 horns. Okay? We have to make that very, very clear. Going back to Daniel chapter 7, It says, I was thinking about the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom three of the first horns were uprooted. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. So this 11th horn is a super horn ruling over the 10 horns. And we can turn to Revelation chapter 17 and verses 12 through 14. Please turn there, Revelation chapter 17 and verses 12 through 14, to find an explanation of these 10 horns. God is very clear, and we're allowing God to speak for himself. It says, the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings. Now notice this, 10 kings who have received no kingdom yet. Now John was writing in 90 AD. This was after Christ had died. This was after Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. The Roman Empire was still extant at that time. And John says, the 10 horns which, or God was saying to John, the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom yet. So the 10 horns have to be a part of the fourth kingdom, which is also the seventh head. So these are 10 kings who have received no kingdom yet, but will receive authority as kings 1 hour with the beast. And this is with the 11th horn. So this beast is described as the 11th horn. Now we're talking about really two different beasts. A beast that has seven heads with 10 horns. Then another beast which has an 11th horn. This is that super horn ruling over the 10 horns. So we saw in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 2, that it says that this beast had seven heads and 10 horns, and on its horns were 10 crowns, meaning that there are 10 kings ruling over 10 nations. And on its heads was the name of blasphemy. So on all of the seven heads were the names of blasphemy. And it says here that, going back to Revelation chapter 17, it says that these have one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. So we have here an explanation of this beast, this one beast, with seven heads and 10 horns in Revelation chapter 13. They are indeed the same as the image that has four parts that we saw in Daniel 2, and it's also the same as the four beasts that we saw in Daniel chapter 7. In Revelation chapter 13 and in verse 2, it says that the dragon gave this beast its power and its seat and its great authority. So this beast is actually possessed and influenced by Satan the devil and the demonic world. Now I know that's a strong statement, but that's the statement that God clearly has made. Now to sum this all up, the seventh head with 10 horns is the same as the fourth beast with 10 horns, which is also the same as the fourth kingdom with the 10 toes. All of this, we can see, is the resurrected Roman Empire leading a federation of 10 nations in the end time. And speaking of end time, my time has ended, so I'll see you next time.